American basketball, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BOBBYSPORTS to get in on the action. Please use that code, BOBBYSPORTS. I just got an email, and I laughed to myself. They want to know if I want to go. Let me just read this out loud.
This is what you were laughing at before
yes,
we started?
Before I say what they want me to do, let me make sure I'm right about this.
Okay.
They sent a note to like my PR person. Right, that handles all that. Hey, I handle PR for the Great Tennessee Air Show, the U.S. Navy Blue Angels flight demonstration. The Blue Angels will offer a key influencer ride, a ride in its number 7 jet, a 2-seater. Do you think Bobby would be interested?
I mean, I can answer for you, right? No, that's like a capital N-O.
But don't I have to?
I thought you said you wanted to do that.
Yes.
Why do you want to do that?
One of those Blue Angel jets?
Yeah.
Just for the picture.
You hate flying a regular like airline.
Absolutely. But those are with pilots, and I have friends who are pilots, and they're idiots.
Yeah, they're normal people.
I know, but Blue Angels, I didn't think about this.
That'd be epic.
But again, I think of that picture of Marin getting into that Blue Angel, that plane.
Yeah.
That's an awesome picture. She has like the suit on. And I remember telling her, that's the coolest picture I've ever seen. Maybe I can just take the picture, get again, and then not go up.
That's good. Like the people that do the private airplanes. Like they just walk in, take a picture.
Oh, yeah, the fake ones. Or yeah. Coleman, you there, buddy?
Yes, I'm there.
All right. Eddie, you there, buddy?
I'm here, Bones.
Kevin, you there, buddy?
I'm here.
Mike D, you there, buddy?
I am here, buddy.
All right. Blow the whistle there. Kick off, Kevin. Let's get started. Thank you. Should I ride in a Blue Angel jet? We'll start with that. Eddie.
Should you? Absolutely. I don't think you will, though. Knowing you, I don't think you will. But I think you should. Oh, yeah, dude, of course.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. This is like top thing that would be so cool.
You would love to do that?
Oh, this would be.
Here, put my glasses on. Yeah. Shave your face.
You go for Bobby. Go.
Mike?
100%. You got
to
do it.
So I have to. So even if I don't want to.
Yeah.
I have to. Coleman? Yeah.
Definitely. They'll take care of you. You'll be safe.
Oh, there was one that crashed like 5 years ago here.
I give it one, but 5 years.
Don't bring that up, Eddie.
What do you have to?
It's like law of averages.
You have to.
Did you see the video of that girl over the weekend that was going viral with 9.5 G's? She was on one of those jets and her face was just like going flat. It's funny.
So I'm probably going to say yes.
Really?
Probably.
Get the aviators ready.
I don't want to, but probably. I need to think about it. I need to talk to my wife.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Like, would your wife want you to do this?
Oh, yeah. She would say,
okay.
If you don't do it, you're a puss.
Oh. Well, then you got to do it.
Yeah. So, but she also may be like, but you're going to cry about it for 3 months, so I don't want to deal with that. All right, that just popped up. That's what I was laughing about. Welcome, everybody. We got a lot to talk about. Let's start with the Combine. I spent a lot of time last week talking about the NFL Combine because I was filling in for Rich Eisen, and that was a big story. Everybody was arriving. Rich was there. That's why I was even doing his show. Rich Eisen was at the Combine covering it for NFL Network. So we spent about a segment, maybe two a day, talking about it. I know the quarterbacks were throwing. Kevin, I'm coming to you. What did you see from the quarterbacks that you liked? Who did you like? What did you not like?
So the biggest takeaway from that weekend was C.J. Stroud on the field. Him throwing the ball, he was accurate. I think DJ, with Rich Eisen in the booth, was talking about it. This is one of the best performances I've ever seen from a peer throwing, footwork, passing standpoint. And then, of course, Anthony Richardson takes over as far as social media goes because he's doing backflips. He's running 4.3s. He's jumping 40-plus inches.
And he's a monster. I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah, he looks like a D-end, right? He's measured at 6'4", 244. That's huge. Mm-hmm. Huge.
Wow.
And then 32-inch arms, 10.5-inch hands. So when
I don't know about any of that. I don't know what my hands are.
I don't either.
Can somebody measure my hands?
Yeah, do we got a tape
versus 10.5? Keep talking, Kevin, on this.
I will say you're not 10.5.
11. I just measured it. 11?
Okay.
So but the big, speaking of measurements, the big thing was Bryce Young, of course. So he measured at 5'10 and 1/8, 204 pounds. His hands were 9 3/4, 30.5-inch arm length, didn't do anything on the field, didn't work out, he'll throw at the pro day.
So here's what's interesting about that is he's listed as 6 foot at Bama. We knew he'd be 5'11", maybe 5'10". That one wasn't a surprise. But they said he was at 185. He was weighed over 200 pounds.
Yeah, 204.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. What I had said last week was Can you not? Because you know at Thanksgiving, we just eat a whole lot and you're so freaking fat and you for sure put on 4 or 5 pounds right then.
Easy.
I would have gone Thanksgiving mode right before the weigh-in and put on 4 or 5 pounds.
McDonald's, man.
Especially if you're not doing anything on the field. That's what I was saying. Like, if you got to go and run and jump and vertical, then of course, you probably can't do that. It's going to slow you. But if he's not doing anything on the field, I would eat like crazy.
Is that part of why he decided not to do anything on the field?
I don't think he can improve his stock because he's already supposedly the number one quarterback, probably the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
But now people are screaming Anthony Richardson may jump to number one. This happens every year. It's
every year.
Just because somebody's just physically amazing and they jump really high. And
it's now a positive that he didn't play that well at Florida because, well, they've turned it into a positive because, well, he only had 1 year. Of course he didn't play that well. Where it was, well, his game tape's not that good. You know, he's got all the skills, but his game tape's not good. Now it's, yeah, his game tape's not good because it was only a year. And look at all these measurables. Imagine if he had another year. So they've turned that into, I don't think that he will go number one. I think he's at plus 500 right now to go number one. That actually jumped a lot.
A lot.
After the videos.
He could possibly go in front of Levis, though.
Yeah, he didn't impress me much.
He could possibly go in front of Levis from Kentucky. I'm going to measure my hand. And how do you measure your hand?
I think it's
thumb to pinky.
Pinky to thumb, yeah.
And what was Bryce Young?
Bryce Young, 9 3/4.
Oh, bones. Wow.
Do you want to measure my hand?
Yeah, so I was gonna say, somebody, we got to help him.
God, that's bigger than I thought.
Yeah. You know what they say. Big hands, big gloves. Right. Ready? Yeah.
What do we got?
Does the tape go that long?
Dude.
He's a little shy of 9.
Now, wait. Huh? Dang it. 9.
Full stretch.
Is that, that's 9.
Yeah, he's 9.
Okay.
Full stretch. Nine,
okay.
Guys. So similar. We got a niner.
Yeah.
Eddie, what's yours?
Hold on, I'll tell you right now.
Let me get you.
Probably a little bigger than 9.
Oh, shut up.
Look. I'm not exaggerating.
You're right at 9.
Oh, we're saying, nines, dude.
Yeah.
What are you, Kevin?
Nine. We're nines.
Kevin, I got you, Kevin.
All right, let's see what we got.
Call him what yours for.
No idea. I need. Can you guys teleport that measuring tape here?
Here we go. What's he?
He's over 9.
Of course he
by is. Like a centimeter.
All right, let's see it.
Prove it.
No, let's see it.
All right, Kevin, come on.
So your big takeaway from the combine was what?
Anthony Richardson, another guy that just tests well. I'm not going to believe the hype like you were just talking about. Will Levis, though, just didn't do much for me. He was out there. It almost seemed like he was too cool for school. You know, I'm here. I'm looking. Because he measured at 6'4", 229. He's a big dude, too. Big old linebacker looking guy.
Wow.
And he was just out there, just not really, I don't know, trying to show it off, but act too cool for it. While C.J. Stroud was just, I don't know, his feet, everything was just pinpoint, accuracy, everything.
Still think Bryce Young goes 1?
Yeah. I would still take him over all of them.
Stroud goes 2?
Yeah.
At 3?
Richardson.
You think he jumps Levis?
I do.
You can't start Richardson next year, though.
No. Yeah.
So he's got to go to a place where you're going to take a free agent quarterback or you have a quarterback. But if you have a quarterback that's got a couple years left on his deal and you bring in Richardson, that ain't healthy. That sucks. Because you know if you falter at all 3/4 of the way through the season, they're going to put him in just to see what he's got. Not even to like start him. Just let's just see what we got here. I mean, it's what they did in Pittsburgh with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
And it was a little earlier than 3/4 way through the season. But, you know, Trubisky's the guy. Well, we suck now. Let's put in Pickett. Let's just see what he's got. It wasn't like they were expecting him to save the season because they didn't even make the playoffs, although they did play really well at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just seeing what they got. Not to save the season. That would be terrible. So hopefully he goes to a place that's got like a Matt Ryan type quarterback that's there for a year or two and he can develop. But it almost doesn't matter. Even when they do that, the people still are forced to play.
Yeah, they still get thrown in the fire. He just needs to go to like an organization, maybe the Steelers, you know?
They'll take care of him. He can't go to the Steelers.
I'm saying
Kenny Pickett. Well, you just drafted him. Yeah.
Somebody who can develop or like put him in the right situation and handle things around him and make him look the best that he can look.
Will you look up what Kenny Pickett's hand size was? Because the story was last year his hands were so small.
Oh, gosh.
That was going to make his draft status worse or his stock plummet. So if I'm not, what's he got?
8.6.
No way.
He's smaller than us.
No way.
And he's what, like 6'4"?
Are we sure we measured right?
We did, dude. To the T.
He's 8.6?
Yes.
I'd send him back. Even after a good year.
8.5 inches.
That's crazy.
What's the record, I wonder? Biggest hand.
For a quarterback?
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
The combine.
Coleman's getting turned on. Mm-hmm. What's the record for the biggest hand?
11.75.
Who is that?
Wow.
Jamarcus Russell?
DeForest Buckner.
Oh,
DeForest Buckner.
No, but that's not a quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback.
Oh, yeah, quarterback. Hands? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's not a quarterback.
Because like they always talk about Kawhi Leonard's hands being really big. Right?
That's yeah, it's even like his logo kind of.
Yeah.
Do you remember Jim Druckenmiller?
Yeah.
First round bust. It says right here, first round
bust. But that's a long time ago.
Yeah,
huh?
97. He's 11 and a quarter.
Wow.
What 11 and a quarter?
Who else do you have? Is there a whole list of massive quarterback hands?
I don't know. Largest QB's hand in NFL belonged to, and then Jake Dolegala. He never made. Oh, he never made it to a game. That's why.
There you go.
He's 11.1.
Dude, that's a huge.
That's
hand.
A massive hand. Yeah. Gosh. Okay. Well, the combine's cool. I was kind of over it. I just want to see the quarterbacks throw. I like to. I watched some of the 40s. I watched one of the guys run off and hit a camera as he was running. Did you see him run to the side?
He had so much velocity going.
No, he just couldn't run straight.
He ran crooked.
Look at my dog Eller. There's a video of us on my Instagram where she just can't stay straight. She keeps running. He was running so crooked he nailed a camera and kept running.
Wow. Yeah.
A lot of the wide receivers though were a little slower than they thought. I think Addison was a little slower than they thought. Although I think he ran like a 4.45 or something like that. I think they thought they'd get more out of him. But okay, well there's.
Where are we with Kevin running?
When are you ready to run?
We got to figure out a date here.
We could do it this week.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're here all this week.
The end of the week,
we should do it. We're back on.
It's a normal.
We're back on, obviously, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a normal week show. Okay. So we'll do it at some point.
Okay. Has Kevin been training at all?
We'll measure it. It's up to him. He said he could do it this week.
Yeah. We're good.
Let's move over to Coleman, who was at one or two basketball games over the weekend?
11 in the last 3 days.
Wait,
wow,
what?
That's why he looks tired.
How do you? Yeah, we saw your face. We're like, Coleman either got beat up or he's been to a lot of games.
Yeah.
Where are you right
thanks.
Now?
Glad my face looks good.
Where are you right now?
What'd you ask? I'm in Asheville. So I will go to the SoCon Championship. The reason I've been to 11 games in 3 days, I've been back and forth between Asheville and Charlotte. In Charlotte, they had the Big South tournament. I went to the quarterfinals. Then I came over here to Asheville for the SoCon quarterfinals, so both of those four games in the day. And then I went back to Charlotte for the Big South Championship, got to watch UNC Asheville punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament. That was incredible, got some good content there, and then headed back to Asheville again for the SoCon tournament, watched the semis, and so today will be the championship of that tournament.
Are you over basketball?
No. Just getting warmed up, Bobby. I mean, this is prime time right here. This is the big week.
It's just starting, man.
I mean, I hear you.
The madness.
But it's like a bunch of schools, like mid-majors.
Have you ever left a game early?
No, never left a game early. Especially now I can't because, now I will say my phone did die at the very end last night, but I like capturing the emotion of when a team goes home, their season's over at this point. I can't leave early.
He's up in their face after they lose.
With his phone.
And I'm betting on the game. So, like, most of the time, the cover is still within play, even if the game isn't. So,
that would
there's
keep
always
me in.
Something to cheer yeah, for.
Absolutely.
That would keep me in. And I think it would be fun to go to all the championships, but I don't want to go to the quarterfinals with two teams that had never watched a game before. Yeah. That's why Coleman's doing what he's doing, though. How many games total this year have you been to?
That was 79 Damn. And 68 days.
Oh, that's crazy. Gosh. That's a lot of basketball.
I don't know if I've watched 79 games in my life.
No, not even on TV.
Coleman's out. I saw that the team that Coleman came on Eisen and told everybody. Hey.
The Marshall?
Yeah, he's like, Marshall, that's the team.
Coleman.
I had a rough day that day. Marshall gets eliminated. And I ran my mouth because when I posted that Marshall was going to win the Sun Belt tournament, Southern Miss fans came at my neck, who was the one seed. Well, they were the first game of that quarterfinal day. They get beat by South Alabama, which I predicted. And so I'm running my mouth, talking about how smart I am. And then what do you know? Marshall loses to Texas State right after that. To make matters worse, that night at the SoCon tournament, Samford and UNC Greensboro, who have been two of the teams that I've supported up there, you know, top 10 teams in terms of games that I've been to multiple games and supported them, love their team. They go down right in front of my very eyes. Marshall just before that. It was a brutal day. What was that? Saturday?
He's going to cry. I guess he's about to cry.
I saw a tear.
He's about to cry.
Yeah. I had a tough time sleeping.
Who's left? You've said they have a chance to really be a Cinderella.
So my top three that I gave you were UAB, Marshall, and Drake. So Drake punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament yesterday. Okay. We will see them in the big dance. Marshall's down. UAB will have their conference tournament upcoming. The A-10, I had a couple Cinderella teams in there. They'll have their conference tournament upcoming. So Drake's won. They've punched their ticket. Liberty, who I was just at Thursday where we last recorded the pod, they lost by 1 point to Kennesaw State last night, Sunday. So, yeah, a couple of my Cinderellas are going down, and I feel partially responsible.
The Coleman curse.
Right.
Are you going to any of the real tournament?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I plan now, as I've kind of had some done some networking, conversating with people, I think I plan to go to each round. I'll go to a regional for the first and second, Elite Eight and Sweet 16, and then I'll at least be down in Houston for the Final Four. Don't know if I'll go to the game or not.
Yes. He's so tired, he went first round, then I'll go to the Elite Eight, then I'll go to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
He doesn't know they happen in the opposite order. Poor Coleman over there, exhausted. Okay, Coleman, good job, buddy. SEC tournament's coming up. It's here in town, which I'm excited about. What I'm not excited about is I went to watch Arkansas and Kentucky play, and we got beat, and it wasn't pretty. And Arkansas was a five-point favorite. They were minus five when it started. And so I didn't bet that. I felt like that was a bit of a trap. And so I didn't bet it at all. We went, we lost. We're the 10 seed in the SEC tournament. Mm. For some reason, they keep acting like we're automatically in, even if we lose our first game of the SEC tournament. I get it. We played a really tough schedule. But we're under 500 in conference play. I think we're good enough to act. With our talent level, we should be in the NCAA tournament. We beat Kentucky once. They beat us once. We beat each other on each other's home floor, mm-hmm. right? We lost some of those games without Nick Smith, who's here now. Talent-wise, we should be in, but I'm amazed that they're still going, yeah, you're not. You're automatically in. And right now they have us at a 9, depending on who you look at, a 9 or a 10. I'd much rather be the 10. I'd much rather be the 10 playing the 7, because if you can win that one, then you go and jump play a 2, and you got to stay away from a number 1. So we play Auburn first. We, Arkansas, Eddie, and I are going to go to that game Thursday. And if we beat Auburn, then it's A&M. But the SEC, probably get 8 teams in. But it's a tough conference this year.
So tough.
For sure. But, man, I just can't take any more losing. Mm. It's tough. Mm-hmm. We had high hopes. We had high hopes. I've been sad.
How many Kentucky fans were there on Saturday?
Not many. Very little Kentucky tangent. Mm.
Outside of the loss, how was your experience?
Terrible. We lost. There is no outside of a loss.
What do you think?
There's only a loss, and I hate everything else.
I respect the competitiveness in that.
Yeah, it sucked. And everything up to it was amazing. We went 8. I did the starting lineups.
Did you wear the big hat?
We're wearing it for the SEC tournament. Eddie and I both are. We have two of them.
I was going to say, I was looking for that on TV when I was watching the game.
Well, I didn't want to do it by myself, and where I was sitting... And it was a whiteout.
Your wife wouldn't do it with you?
It was a whiteout, mostly. But, and no, she didn't tell me my hat was stupid.
There's no way she would have done that.
Yeah, there's no chance. She doesn't want to be noticed or seen ever. So she would have hated that. And if I really would have fought for it, she'd let me wear it, but she'd have been like, oh, this feels so dumb. And we were sitting at the very front. It just would have been too much. It would have been too much me.
I'm thinking about the people behind you trying to watch the game with that thing.
That's big.
So we're going to wear them to the game. And if it's... If people can't see behind us, we'll take them off.
No, no chance.
During timeouts.
I'll turn it around backwards. Like that makes
you think
a difference.
The bill, just because the bill's not there.
Fine, I'll turn it around.
The Oklahoma State women's basketball game that happened over the weekend was hilarious. So Oklahoma and Oklahoma State play. They're at Oklahoma State. And this is the women's team. And I only saw this after the game because the clips pop up my TikTok, and then I went and investigated what happened. So Oklahoma State... is playing OU. OU wins. They win a share of the conference title for the first time in whatever years. It's a big deal. And they're celebrating because they just want to share the conference title. Now, remember, it's at Oklahoma State. Now, that's fine. You can celebrate on another court if you win the game after. That's not like standing on someone's logo on a football game before. It's not an absolute sign of disrespect. If you win the game, you get to celebrate on the court, regardless of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were at Oklahoma State, obviously. And so everybody's booing or boo, boo. Cool. Oklahoma State screwed up. They did their senior night after the game.
Oh,
why you would do that? I don't know. I'm sure there's some reason they did it, but you do it before. Eddie and I learned the hard way. Anything you're going to do at a game, you have to do before. We played a concert right after Arkansas lost to Toledo in Little Rock outside the stadium. We're supposed to win by 100. We lost. So we're out there playing a concert.
No,
by
Bones
the stadium.
Was literally like, I'm not going to go out. I'm not
so
going to go out there.
I was so pissed. I was like, I don't want to do this show. And so we did it. But it was terrible. You never, never do anything after a game. So they had decided they were going to do it after the game. So the OU players are cheering, having a good time. OSU's trying to do their senior ceremony. So they go and they're talking to the OSU coach, and she's like, yeah. And they get the Oklahoma coach on, and she's like, well, if I'm being honest, I don't know. Some people said they were booing. We thought they were saying boomer, boomer, which they weren't.
That's funny.
But it was hilarious. But the real loser twice is Oklahoma State.
Yes.
Because you can't do senior night after a game because it sucks if you lose. But hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing at the clip. So there's that. Let me talk about this. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. We're going to have another. It's back. The 25 Whistles parlay is back.
Yes.
This Friday. So we're back with ours. I need to do a lot of research here. I'm going to start researching right now.
Yeah, good, good. Get on it.
If you want to take the 25 Whistles parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See our show notes for full details. Moving on. UFC, I don't know what number it was, but Bones Jones fought.
Yeah, they're like in the 200s.
Yeah, no, it's like podcast numbers.
Yeah, I don't know.
What whistle are we on?
Yeah, yeah.
49.
Did you watch it?
No. So I bet it, and I fell asleep. And also, I didn't buy it anymore.
Okay, I was going to say, you bought it and you fell asleep?
What happened was I was watching some prelim fights on TV.
Yeah, they're free prelims.
Yeah, so I thought, well, I'll just watch it here. I'll stay awake and do that. Not the case, because then they cut off and they were like, to get the good fights, you got to pay the money.
You have five good ones.
So I was like, yeah, screw this. But I'd already bet on the fight. I got to bet on somebody named Bones, and he hadn't fought in a couple years.
Oh, you know him though, right? It's not just you saw Bones and you're like, let's go.
Yes.
Okay.
And I remember all the trouble he got into. Yeah. And so went over to the old DraftKings and I picked two things. I bet on, I just want to give you the exact numbers here. I bet on Bones Jones to win. And I also was like, why not? I bet $20 on a first round KO or submission. So here are my bets.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that one, it had the best odds, and I was like, I'll just throw $20.
Why not?
Okay, so I bet $25, and I won $112.
Solid.
Pretty good. On the fight, because he was at minus 185, I bet $2,300 and won $3,500.
They're crazy, dude.
I won $35.43.24.
You're crazy.
You bet $2,300?
Yeah. And then I just...
You're a UFC handicapper now?
No. Don't follow anything I'm saying.
Crazy.
So then I just took I took $3,000 of it, and I just put it back in the bank account. Pretty happy with that move.
Let's go.
Nice.
And you didn't even watch the fight, so how did you...
I woke up this morning. I didn't Google it. I woke up, and I was like, oh, I wonder who won that fight. And I hit login, did the face scan. Boop, I'm in. But I don't look at anything except that up there in the corner.
Oh, the money.
Yeah. And I saw, was it like $4,000?
Lots of smiles.
Yeah. And I was like, oh! I took a picture of it, sent it over to Eddie. I was like, oh my God,
that's
I won.
Awesome. Nice. Awesome.
When I woke up, I forgot there was even a fight.
Oh.
And then it hit me and I was like, oh, I bet that money on it. I need to go look at it. So I took all it out and just took it out. I have $747 left in here now. So I took and put it in the bank.
That's perfect for March Madness.
Yeah, unless I lose it too quick.
Calcutta, yeah. Well, that's separate. Yeah. That's separate fun.
That's separate. Yeah. Are you doing Calcutta? Yeah. Coleman?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, cool.
I've been getting emails.
I didn't know if you have any money left, though. You said you're almost broke doing...
Exactly, but I'll have to throw some down on a team I think will make a run.
So I have four open futures left for this year. I have Arkansas to win the NCAA championship. I bet them way early. I bet $50 to win $3,000.
Towards that. Love those bets.
Yeah, problem is.
I know.
That's going to be tough. <I know. laughs> The Lakers to make the playoffs.
They've won a couple now.
Yeah, will you pull that up? I bet $150 the Lakers win the playoffs, or to make the playoffs. And if they make the playoffs, this is after the play-in tournament, $150 makes me $420.
Hey.
Hey.
They're the 11th right now.
Oh, nice.
But they're tied, but for some reason they're the ones that are out. I don't know if it's a home court thing maybe or something.
And then I do have Arkansas, another one to win the NCAA tournament. $50 to
you
win
did two?
800. Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, I want sure. extra money. Sure. So I'll just put little future, little small futures
yeah.
with the money that I won. So it was pretty good there. How'd you like the fights?
Awesome. I mean, I watch every single prelim fight. So if there's like a pay-per-view, I watch all the way up to the prelims. And then it depends if like those little teaser reels that they do, if it grabs me, I'll buy the fight. I bought this one and my wife goes, I'm going to stay up and I'm going to watch it with you. She fell asleep. Right. I watched it all by myself, which is awesome though. It was still cool. I bet on Valentina though, man. And she got her butt kicked.
Was that the Russian?
Yes. And she's awesome. But this Mexican girl, Grasso, whatever, came in and dude, she just dominated. It was awesome. She won on a rear naked choke. So like Valentina went up for a kick, missed it. She went behind her and like got her in a headlock and then choked her out. But she said she'd practiced that move like 100 times because she knew Valentina likes to do that.
Oh, she had seen it on tape.
Yes.
Wow. Whenever I was watching, because I watched the whole Bones Jones fight on TikTok the next day.
Yeah, the next day.
Yeah, because it was all in one round.
Yeah.
And so quick.
Yeah, so quick. It was, you know, they're just going to dibble dabble a little bit. And finally, he takes it as a takedown. And he keeps trying to get that guillotine on him.
Mm-hmm.
And can't get it. Boom, got it. Dude goes tap, tap, out. No way to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So quick. The announcer didn't even see it either. They're like, I don't even know if he has it. Boom, taps out. He's done.
Quick tap out. That's how I like to do it.
It's amazing how much Joe Rogan knows about UFC.
He's been there from the beginning just about, basically.
Like, he knows everything about moves, technique, and everything.
So, John Morant, this whole situation is wild to me that you can still do things this stupid, being this rich, this famous, have all these resources to make sure you don't do something this stupid. It's like it's harder to do something really stupid the more elevated you are, and yet he still was able to pull it off. So I'm going to read you the story. Memphis Grizzlies troubled player's latest brush with stupidity was on an Instagram live video. It went viral. It showed him dancing at a club while holding a gun by his face. It's dark, too. You guys see the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was dark, and he kind of holds it up. Oh, man. As a result, he's now in the middle of at least it's a 2-game suspension. Did they play last night? Was he suspended last night? I don't even know if they played.
He didn't play last night. They played the Clippers, yeah.
He's apologized. He's going to be taking steps to get help. That's from ESPN. Man, if you're like some, you know how you have like Russian spies, and there's a whole show called, it was really good, Kerry Russell, and that other dude, and they're spies, but they're for Russia, and you end up kind of rooting for them. You guys never saw that? Mike, what was the name of that show? It was Kerry Russell.
The Americans?
Yes. They're faking as Americans, and you almost need somebody to do that in John Morant's camp, like some secretly spy befriend him. Like if you're an organization, you hire friend spies, and somehow he becomes boy. Let's say Eddie gets famous.
That's what I'm talking about.
We pulled a guy. He's also a huge Cowboys fan. We happen to make him bump into each other at Chipotle.
Yeah.
The dude's wearing a Cowboys hoodie. They kind of hit it off a little bit. Friends. He also plays golf. They play golf together. Next thing you know, this dude's in Eddie's camp. What they don't know is I'm the one that hired him. He's a friend spy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's watching everything Eddie's doing to make sure he's not doing anything stupid.
Keeps me
like
in line.
Like taking a gun to a club. Yeah. Except you don't know he's your friend. He's a spy, remember?
Right. That you hired to keep me in line.
He's not even your friend. You think he is, but he ain't.
I know. That's going to hurt my feelings when I find out he's not my friend.
Hey, that's showbiz, baby. Why don't they have friend spies? They should have friend spies.
So smart.
Why they haven't thought of this, I don't know. But you see that where he almost got in a fight with a kid on the playground?
Well, so those stories came out, right? Like two more stories of things that he's done in the past.
Playground. It was a ball court.
Sure.
But yes.
Well, what was
like
he playing?
Pickup game.
The swings.
Playing basketball with a kid?
Just basketball. Hey,
he was balling?
Hey, ball players ball. You know what I mean?
All right. And then there was something with like a laser pointer with like the Pacers.
Oh, like a gun thing, yeah.
There was a car that was driving by the Pacers, I believe bus or something. They saw like a laser pointer and Ja was in that car. And I mean, now this story comes out, right, which is always sus.
Well, the thing about Ja too is...
Y'all laugh that I use sus?
At least from TikTok. I'm going to address it.
Well.
At least from TikTok and all the videos is that Ja grew up supposedly in a pretty affluent home. And he doesn't like to be known as somebody who grew up in an affluent home. He'd like for his image to be somebody who's more like where I'm from, the streets.
Rough and tough.
Right. Streets. And so I think he's maybe trying to overcompensate according to the TikToks that I've seen.
I did see a video yesterday where it had the rap of 8 Mile.
Me too,
Oh my God, it's fantastic.
What was that?
Because in that, Eminem goes after himself, but then he starts to make fun of Clarence's parents. Yeah. So, but Jaws like Clarence. Clarence's parents, their marriage is so bad.
And they've got like pictures of him.
It's
and,
him
like,
and his parents.
Suburban
okay,
home.
Okay, that's funny.
It's so funny. Like,
but Clarence went to private school. Yeah. But that's like John Morant.
It's so funny.
Parents, parents, marriage. So that sucks. Listen, you hope somebody just gets to him and goes, dude, you have the whole world at your hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right there. Everything you could ever want. There's no need for this. And not just him, anybody that's high profile.
Here's a side note on that. Like, since, you know, I play 2K on our league and I have the Detroit Pistons and I have Oliver Miller. And some of these players, like,
Arkansas Razorback great.
Yes. I don't remember a lot of these players. So I go on Google and be like, let me see Oliver Miller or whatever. And he got arrested a few years back for like pistol whipping a dude at a family barbecue.
Recently?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was that recent. In but the like, 90s.
Oh.
Maybe two early 2000s.
Well, listen, players are still human, but Oliver Miller played a few years in the league.
But one of those things where just like, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Houston beat Memphis 67-65. A&M beat Alabama 67-61. Big win for A&M. I mean,
yeah, they play hard. Hard and scrappy. Yeah. And I like that their coach wears a vest.
And also, yeah, here's the situation with Buzz. So I've cursed Texas A&M to lose early because they were like, who do you want on? I said, let's get Buzz Williams on from A&M. A&M's been killing it.
Oh, yeah.
Did they win the conference now? Because I know they were up there fighting for it with A&M. So Buzz Williams, I met him on the court at a Razorback game. He stopped me. And he said, hey, do you mind if I get a picture with you? And I was like, no, not at all. So we got a picture, talked for a minute. He said, kid's a big fan. I didn't know who you were, but my kids are massive fans. They're going to think this is cool. I was like, cool. Well, good game.
Okay.
Right. So we finished the game. I go home. Kind of rooted for him. And so they said, who do you want? I'm Rich Eisen. I said, well, in the college basketball world, like Jerry Stackhouse, Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
He came on, no problem. Like Buzz Williams. Oh, he passed.
He had Alabama, though. Big game.
That's why you get on and you mm-hmm. talk about it for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you win. And
yeah. He passed. Mm. They're cursed.
Dang.
I'm cursing them. They will lose early.
Dang, Buzz.
What's the deal?
They got second in the SEC, one behind Bama.
Mm. Even though they beat them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I knew weird. It was close up till the end. But there are no teams in the conference other than Arkansas.
No. Yeah, no.
No what?
You say no other teams other than Arkansas?
Right, just us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys are, it's you guys and then a big gap and then everybody else.
Thank you.
It's on these standings right here, yeah.
Kansas beat Texas. Hey, whenever you look at the ones, Coleman, who do you think the ones are going to be?
I think Kansas, Houston, and Alabama are pretty much locked into that one seed spot. After that, UCLA or Purdue, they're right there. I think UCLA's probably got a slightly better resume right now.
Well, they beat Arizona, too. Arizona top 10 team.
That was a big win.
Yeah. 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 So you think it'll be, go with four so we know which four won't be it.
Love it.
Kansas, Houston, Alabama, UCLA.
Kansas, Houston, Bama, UCLA. Okay.
What's up?
No, just, yeah. What about Gonzaga? What are they doing over there?
They'll probably be a three seed.
What are they okay. doing over
yeah. there? I mean, really, I don't know what they're doing over there.
Don't you think they'll be a three seed? I can't.
Yes. Yeah. Their game with St. Mary's could drop, maybe raise them. I doubt they get to a two, though. Three.
I agree.
Is probably their best potential.
They just don't play anybody in their conference, so they do try to stack it with some non-conference games.
Yeah.
You know, they really have some teeth. But they got beat by maybe, was it San Francisco? Who do they get beat by on their own court this year?
Loyola Marymount.
But yeah. So it's first time in years that they've gotten beat at home. Baylor lost 2 to Iowa State. Like, badly, too. Yeah, Baylor got run by Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, there you go. Who are the twos going to be? Coleman?
Either that UCLA, Purdue, whoever isn't the one, and then Texas, Baylor, Arizona. Texas and Baylor, I feel pretty good about them being locked in at the two, but Arizona could drop depending on how they perform in the Pac-12 tournament. Marquette, Kansas State are a couple that could maybe slide in if they perform well in their tournaments.
I watched some of the Suns Mavericks. Did you watch that?
A great game.
First of all, KD, if you ever thought that he's not just elite for today. He's elite all time. KD's awesome. And not only is KD playing well, but look at Booker in the last like 3 or 4 games, like 36, 35. Booker's sitting there going, oh, I got a little space. I can shoot. He's got like 35, like 8 assists a game. Like he's making Booker that much better. KD was fighting with a fan. He was like, you can't fight. The guy was talking to him. It was like a white dude in glasses. Just like Adam at KD. He's like, what are you going to do? You can't throw hands. You're going to throw hands? Like standing on the free throw line.
Oh my gosh.
Hilarious. And then Booker and Luka got into it. Did you guys see all those clips?
Yeah, at the end.
And so the thing though about Booker that is weak is that Booker didn't start talking crap until the very end of the game when it was over. KD drilled a fadeaway about 12 seconds left. Booker and Luka got into it. If Booker would have been talking crap the whole game, I would have respected it more.
Right.
Or was he in the zone during the game? And like, I'll address this after the game.
No, he only did it once. He knew it was kind of out of hand.
Okay. Yeah. No, right. You can't do that.
It's kind of weak. Mm-hmm. And then the Sixers beat the Bucks 133-130. Harden put up 38. Embiid with a late three. It's always crazy. I've seen Embiid play in person before. I went to a game he played. He's so massive. He's so tall. Even he looks awkward being that tall, though. Because you're like, oh, he must be this big guy, and it kind of fits. He's so tall. And the fact that he can shoot from outside is crazy. And there are some 7-footers that, like Durant's 7 foot, 6'11". I think he's probably 7 foot. They just want to list him as 7 foot. But something about Harden just seems weird that he can shoot from outside. Maybe how broad his shoulders are. Yeah, sorry, Embiid, yeah. Bucks, I think, had first loss in like 16, 17 games or so. So basketball-wise, that's what's up. March means nonstop college hoops action. Conference tournaments. So most are this week, but Coleman, a lot of the mid-majors were last week?
Yeah, about half of the smaller mid-majors started this last week, and the other half or so will start and finish this week.
Do they straddle the week? Like, are there any finals this week of those tournaments?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll be at a final each of the next 3 days.
Which, for the major conferences, they end on Sunday, and then it goes right into Selection Sunday.
Yes. Some of them will end on Saturday, but yes.
Which ones end on Saturday? Ones with not a lot of teams?
I think the Big 12 ends on Saturday.
Like losers. They can't go on extra game.
ACC.
Do double elimination then. That's what I say. If you can't go all the way to Sunday. I hope Arkansas wins.
Yes.
I'm finally home, not on the road. It's not COVID. And the tournament's in town. I'm going Thursday. We need to win. We need to beat Auburn. They beat us by 20-something last time we played them. That was in January. We didn't have Nick Smith. I don't really have any excuses.
They just came off a big win, too.
Auburn's coming off a big win, too.
Shut up,
Tennessee
Auburn.
Win.
There's no other team.
I still don't think they're that impressive.
Who, Auburn?
Mm-mm.
Well, we're coming off a big loss.
I know.
And he's got his Hogs hat on today. He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He's got a big hat going on his head, too, soon.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So who will earn their bid at the biggest tournament of the year? Join the excitement and make your bets with DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can bet just $5 on a pregame money line and get $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at cashing in big with DraftKings stepped up parlays. Boost your college basketball winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. New customers use the promo code BobbySports. Bet $5 on any college hoops pregame money line. You get $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. Use that code, BobbySports. One word, BobbySports. 21 and up, most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details. Hey, Coleman, where are you going today, by the way? I'm just going to bet this.
I'm still in Asheville. I'm watching Chattanooga play Furman.
Okay, let me see what the line is here. And then we'll get to final thoughts in a second. All right, let's go to home. College basketball, Chattanooga Furman. Okay. The line is Furman -4.5.
Whoa. I'm shocked it's that low.
What do you mean?
Like, I thought it'd be 7.5 or something like that.
So run with Furman?
Yeah, I think I'm going Furman. So Chattanooga's deal, they're a 7 seed out of 10 teams in the conference, but they've had their 7-footer out for a long period of time. He came back just for this conference tournament, and I've been watching him. He has been dominant, so they are a completely different team with him.
Well, now I'm confused.
But
yeah,
I think
me too.
Furman's got more overall talent to win this.
Coleman, which you tell me who to bet on, and pray
Furman,
to God
4.5.
You pray you
cover.
You're sure?
I think they'll cover. I mean,
do you promise? Do you pinky
no,
promise?
I don't promise.
No.
Yes,
I
you do.
Go ahead. Tell me more about the game.
But in a championship game, I could just easily see, even if Furman's ahead 3-4 late, you know, even more fouling when it's elimination conference championship game. I think they win by more than 2 possessions. I think they could run away with it. They had a scare in the semifinal, blew a 19-point second half lead. I thought I was the curse. I was coming back from Asheville. I walk in the gym. They're up by 19. The game got sent into overtime. So almost ruined another potential Cinderella. They fought back. I think that was their one scare, and they'll take care of business in the final.
If they're down, can you leave the arena for a little bit?
Yeah.
And then go back.
If I'm being the curse, I'll sacrifice the content.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Furman minus 4.5. I'm going to put $500 on it.
500.
Well, I only have 700 in here, and I need to make Coleman sweat.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. Yeah, I'll be sweating.
All right. 4.5. You feel good about it?
$500 is a lot of money, but
it doesn't matter if it's a nickel or 500.
If I had to pick, absolutely. Furman 4.5.
Hey, you want to sweat some more? I just put 7 on it.
$7?
Yeah, $7.
I put 5. Let's go.
Good, Eddie.
He's pumped about it. Okay. Is that the only game you're going to?
Yes, today.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's the only game I shall bet.
All right.
Okay.
If Furman doesn't win by 5 points,
I'm going to be pissed.
I don't pay him anymore.
Yeah. Contract's null and
void. I shut him down. Okay. Well, I've still got $247 in my account. Is there anything else in that game I should bet? Let's see.
Ooh, same game parlay.
Well, here's a problem. Too many options here that Coleman. Okay. Furman to win. Louisiana Lafayette to win versus USA.
USA?
That's not San Antonio. I don't know what USA is.
It's like the dream
South
team.
Alabama.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Who do you like to win that game?
I haven't watched either.
Okay, never mind.
Live.
Out of that one.
What's the spread?
Doesn't matter. You haven't seen it. You shook your head.
Gotcha.
Okay. Is there anything else? A team prop? Total points? First half? Furman over 36.5 or under 36.5 in the first half?
Over. They're high scoring.
Okay. Boom. Let's put a hundo on
that.
Don't
love defense at times.
A hundo? You're almost out of money.
I know. I'm going to spend it all on his picks.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Good thing Bones hit.
Might be the last time we see you, Coleman.
Game props. I'm not going to do that. Winning margin. Halves. First half, the spread is Furman minus 3.
I've seen so many turnarounds, like terrible first half performances, great second halves. I wouldn't mess with that.
All right, all right. Were you. Total points, odd or even?
Oh, my. That's just a guess.
Just flip a coin.
You tell me, Coleman, odd or even?
Even.
Yeah, you said even.
Oh, no. Which one?
I meant to say odd. I don't know why even came out. I think I'm just exhausted.
Which one, Coleman?
Odd.
Odd. Okay. A hundo on odd.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's crazy.
And then if I got $47 left, there's halftime.
Maybe winning margin. Winning margin with the $47. Aren't those good plus odds?
Yeah, but those are so hard to hit.
We got a race to X points. We got team totals. We got game props. Winning margin.
And so I got to mention this. So Furman is going to have a little bit of extra motivation. Chattanooga lost several players from last year. But Furman had a 2-point lead, and Chattanooga beat them on about a 30-foot buzzer-beater 3-pointer to punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament. So Furman, they remember that from last year. They're playing for a little bit more.
So if I do win by 3-6, that's plus 330. But the problem is they're up 4. It's a minus 4.5 type deal. It's more than that?
I think you got to go 7-10.
I got 7-9.
What's those odds?
Plus 550.
Ooh, that's good.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
Well, yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Kind of like your first round knockout hit. Let's hit the 7-9, Bobby.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
Hey, now he's confident.
Sure, yeah, it would be incredible.
All right, I bet my last 47.26 on this for a total payout of $307.
And you went 7-9 margin, winning margin?
Yeah. Okay. So all in, before we do our final thoughts, I could win. If I hit every Coleman bet,
okay.
I started with 750. I could win 300. I hit 210. Hold on. 210, 310, 5.
Carry the one.
1,400. Okay, I could turn 700 into like $1,600.
Dang.
Thank you. Coleman, make it happen, buddy.
I'll be cheering for him.
We made him nervous. All right, final thoughts, Mikey. Hit the button. Eddie?
Well, since we have Coleman on. Coleman, what do you know about Sam Houston State? I've been kind of like, I never follow Sam Houston State basketball because I went to school there. That's my alma mater.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a Bearcat. So now I'm seeing like they're the number one seed in the Western Atlantic. I'm like, okay, like they win this tournament, they're in. What do you think?
Yeah, the WAC did a weird format. They didn't finish first in their standings, but the WAC had some computerized metrics for how they did their seeding, so they got the one seed. I watched a little bit of Sam Houston beat my Sooners. My Sooners collapsed in Lloyd Noble. Sam Houston is very impressive defensively, and I think they maybe could win that conference tournament.
Let's go. So that means they'll go to the big dance, which would be awesome.
Bearcats.
So,
yeah, who's your favorite player on the team?
Oh, yeah, the center, dude, for sure.
Yeah.
But have my picks then, Eddie. That was probably the kiss of death for you.
Probably.
All right, let's go. Kevin, final thought.
All right, don't look now, but it is spring training. I know. It's okay. The Red Sox, they're 6-0. They're ready to go. Regular season is starting in a couple weeks here. I put $25 on a future bet for them to win the division, to win $450.
Nice.
So, just saying.
6-0 in preseason definitely means
nothing. Yeah, man.
Nothing.
Spring training, you know what I'm saying?
Baltimore's won 500 everything. Preseason football games
taking
in a
momentum.
Row. Go ahead, Coleman.
I would say when you're watching the NCAA tournament or the college basketball conference tournaments over this week, remember that these players have families, they have friends, they have loved ones. So it was very cool for me to see both sides of it. I was there for the UNC Greensboro-Wofford game, watch Wofford hit a buzzer beater on Saturday to end UNC Greensboro season. Watch just the utmost devastation from them and their families. And then to the very next day, head to Asheville and watch UNC Asheville win their conference tournament. They were down by 14 points with 7.5 minutes to go. Came back, their seniors just absolutely took over. One of the seniors in particular had 16 points over the last 7 minutes. His grandma was sitting right in front of me. So I got to interview her, ask her about her emotions, watching her grandson on the biggest stage put up that kind of performance and keep their team seasons alive. Their other star senior, I got to talk to his dad afterwards. So getting to talk with those families, see their excitement, the time, energy, effort that they put in to watch their loved one grow at something. Remember that these kids have families, have friends, just like all humans do.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that content?
I posted the grandma up on Twitter, so I could send that to you.
Yeah, can we load it up too after this, Mike?
Yep.
Coleman with somebody's grandma?
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I thought you were just talking to him.
She was so fired up. It was awesome. It was a cool moment.
So we'll finish, and then Coleman talking to somebody's grandma. I like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I got a couple things. The first thing is, after the game, the Arkansas-Kentucky game, I went back and knocked on the referee's door and went in there and talked to him for a while.
Which is illegal.
No, it's not.
That's shady, man. If I saw you go in that room, I'd be real like, what's going
we
on?
We lost.
There? Still.
The guy's an Arkansas guy.
Is that illegal?
Can you talk to the refs after a game?
Can I not go say hi to the referees?
Oh, I'm telling you, if a camera caught you going to that room, they'd be like, wait a second, that's weird.
Huh. Okay. No, there's nothing wrong. They're humans.
So there's nothing wrong with it.
Like fans of the show.
No, anyway. I saw something weird. Sorry, Bobby.
I did nothing weird. There's nothing.
I saw something even weirder than your interaction, what Eddie's accusing you of.
Hold on. Let me finish the stupid story because Eddie's put me in a weird.
Go ahead.
I just stopped by to say hello, and that's all. We didn't even talk basketball. I ate some of their gum and left.
They gave you gum?
I stole it from their table. I think it was left there by somebody. I just stopped by to say hi.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
It was after the game. It was right where we were standing. Anyway, shut up. And secondly, we have, some athletes and some country music artists. They're big believers in the cold plunge in the morning or the cold.
Oh, yeah, the ice bath.
The ice bath. Yeah, what is it? What do they call it? The cold plunge. Cold plunge. Yeah. And so I kind of had my version of that this morning where we had a storm. And so our garages are broken, couldn't get the doors up. So I drove in the Bronco this morning. The Bronco doesn't have a top. I did my version of that. I was feeling, I got in this morning. Like, yeah, baby, let's go. So I did my version of the cold plunge. Really lifted me up.
It was just cold morning.
It was the cold air plunge driving in. People were looking at me like, hey, stupid, why are you in a basically convertible? It's freezing cold outside. All right, Coleman, what were you going to say that has nothing to do with me and anything that I did?
I'm saying this is worse than what Eddie was accusing you of. I was watching that same UNC Greensboro Wofford game where I saw the buzzer beater that I was describing. So UNC Greensboro hits a shot with 3 seconds left to go up by one. I watched the assistant coaches like dap up the referee. The ref is laughing with them, talking with these coaches with 3 seconds to go. It just looked really sketchy.
Wow.
In a very close game coming down to the final seconds where team seasons are going to get eliminated. Like, I think refs need to be stoic and have no interaction with the coaches other than, explaining a missed call or why they made a certain call. I just found it to be very weird, weirder than you going in after the game.
Everything's weirder than me going after the game because what I did wasn't weird.
was just joking. But dapping and laughing, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's bad.
There were a couple fans at this game that were yelling at the ref, like being mean, like screaming.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. If anything, you're hurting your team.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, hey, you suck. Why'd you? You think a ref is, if he's like, I don't know what to call this, should I call it or not? You think they're going to side with somebody who just screamed their face off?
No.
Like a stupid drunk fan? No. You can complain about the refs after the game all you want. Or even be like, come on, ref. But there's you're not helping the team by doing that.
You hear that, Eddie?
Yeah, no. Mine, I was the coach. That's different. That's I'm true. Not a drunken fan.
Okay, I think we're done. Except for Coleman talking to somebody's grandma. Right,
it's
Mike?
Be awesome.
Yeah.
So we'll blow the whistle and go right to Coleman. All right, thank you guys. We'll see you Friday. Kevin, blow us out of here, buddy. See you guys.
Here with Tayshaun Jones' grandma, who just watched her grandson's incredible performance to will the Bulldogs to a win. How do you feel to see your grandson play like that on this stage?
Right. He's just a hard-working player of basketball. I feel just great.
Yes, ma'am. Good for you. Good for you. Go Bulldogs.
Theme song written by me, Bobby Bones, and performed by Brandon Ray. Follow Brandon on socials at Brandon Ray Music. He's awesome. Thanks to our crew, our co-host, Coleman Crawley at Sharp Shot Select, our segment producer at Kickoff Kevin, our video producer at Producer Eddie, our executive producer at Mike Destro, all co-hosts, all producers, all lovely gentlemen. Most importantly, thank you for listening. I'm Bobby Bones. Talk to you next week.